Hello and welcome to the Answers for Cancers podcast. I am your host, Anne-Marie Fay.
And I'm Michelle Matthews.
Together with some of Ireland's leading experts, we want to unravel what it truly means to have cancer.
From consultant diagnosis to treatment plans, from managing your symptoms to supports available, we have it covered. So whether you're a nurse working in oncology or have been personally affected by cancer, this podcast is for you.
We are proud to present 3 special bonus episodes over the next 3 weeks to talk about the amazing work done by Look Good Feel Better Ireland. We will be speaking with Annabelle O'Keefe, General Manager of Look Good Feel Better Ireland, Jennifer Rock, aka The Skin Nerd, and Mary Drummond, makeup artist and volunteer with Look Good Feel Better Ireland. Look Good Feel Better Ireland has put smiles on the faces of thousands of Irish women receiving cancer treatment. Their mission is simple. They want to help improve the well-being and confidence of people undergoing treatment for any type of cancer. They do this by providing free Look Good Feel Better workshops and advice to help manage the visible side effects caused by cancer and its treatment. Visit lookgoodfeelbetter.ie to see when the next workshop is taking place. And if you're listening and you want to support this amazing charity, you can do this by donating on their website, signing up to their ab sale in September that's taking place in Croke Park, or purchasing a beauty box worth €40 and getting amazing products worth €100 that have all been donated to Look Good Feel Better Ireland. Thanks for listening to the episode.
So Annabelle O'Keefe, welcome to the podcast. You are joining us today as the General Manager from Look Good Feel Better. So we are absolutely delighted to have you on the podcast today. We know from personally speaking to patients how much this service has helped people. So we are delighted to speak to you and also help get the word out about the amazing service that you guys run. I wonder, Annabelle, would you mind telling us a little bit about Look Good Feel Better and where it all began and what countries is the service available in?
So Look Good Feel Better was set up in America and it came to Ireland about 20 years ago. The programme was part of the Irish Cancer Society. And then 10 years ago, it became a registered charity in its own right. We're in 27 countries worldwide, which I think is really amazing.
Yeah.
When you think of the programme being delivered in Peru, yes. and in Spain, and in Italy, Absolutely. And all across the world, in the same way, you know, the products, the brand names are different, but the products are the same, and the program is the same, and that's really amazing. It's amazing support across the world, you know.
Brilliant. Gosh, that's fantastic. And we've seen that ourselves with patients who have come to some of your workshops and who've received the benefit of Look Good Feel Better. It really does make such a difference to people.
It's nearly almost part of people's kind of journey as they go throughout their treatment and their diagnosis, you know.
Absolutely.
I suppose, just so people are aware, what kind of services do Look Good Feel Better offer, or your main services that you have?
Yeah, so we say that we put smiles on the faces of women going through cancer treatment. And we do it with our free skincare and makeup workshops that we run both virtually and in cancer care centres across Ireland. We have trialled a men's programme which we're looking to roll out, which is really
Brilliant.
Phenomenal as well.
Great.
Yeah, we've done loads of different things over the years, but really the skincare and the makeup is the one that appeals. And it's the programme that's being rolled out internationally.
Brilliant. And I suppose, can you tell us a little bit about the confidence building workshops? It would just be great to know, like, how would people sign up for them? How long do they run for, and what's involved for anybody that decides they want to sign up for it?
So just to say, they're a real treat. They're absolutely phenomenal, you know, and I don't think people realize it until they go to them or until they observe a workshop. And people can sign up on our website to the virtual workshops that run every single month. Or they can sign up in their local cancer care centre. What happens in the workshops, I always talk about this gorgeous woman who came in her pink fluffy dressing gown one day into the hospital. We were in a Dublin hospital and there was a gorgeous volunteer. All of our workshops are run by really, really hard-working volunteers who are makeup artists and beauticians. And this was Janet Murta in Dublin. This lady arrived in and she was a little bit early and she was wearing her pink dressing gown, so we knew she was in the hospital. And she seemed very upset and a little bit put out about being there. And I said to her, I approached her and I said, "Hi, my name's Annabelle, I'm the general manager of the Good Feel Better. I'm really delighted that you've come and made the effort today." And she said, "I don't know why I'm here, I don't know what I'm doing here." And I said, "Well, look, everybody signs up themselves. Nobody has signed you up for this. So at some stage, somebody told you about Look Good, Feel Better, and you thought, yes, that's for me, and I'd love to go. She kind of looked at me a little bit dubious, a little bit doubtful. And I said, look, you get a free makeup kit as part of the workshop, and everybody gets a free makeup kit, whether they're in a virtual workshop or in an in-person workshop. I said, you get that free makeup kit, but you can just take that now if you want to. You can take it, you can go, it's yours to keep, and it's our gift to you. We have 18,000 pieces of cosmetics that are donated every year, and they form the basis of the cosmetics kit. And I said, or you can stay, and Janet, and I pointed to Janet, I said, Janet over there, she'll teach you the most phenomenal tricks and tips and techniques about how to overcome the physical effects of cancer treatment. So whatever you might be experiencing, and it's different for everybody, but it might be dry skin, it might be rosacea, it might be that you've lost the fine hair on your skin and the hair on your eyebrows. We'll teach you how to overcome it in just an hour and a half. That's all. You just stay for an hour and a half. And if you don't like it or you don't enjoy it, you can leave at any time. She said, okay, she said, I'll stay. And Janet said to all of the other participants arrived in, and there's about 8 to 10 people who take part in any workshop, and they arrived in, and everybody has a certain level of nervousness because there's a new thing and you don't know what to expect, but we don't ask anything of anyone.
It's reassuring for people to know, that there's nothing expected of them.
Yeah, they don't have to say their name even. They don't have to do anything at all. They can just sit there and listen, or they can take part. They have a little mirror in front of them. They can take part and they can do their makeup as the makeup artist is going through the makeup. So Janet said to everybody in the room, if you could put your skincare to one side and your makeup to the other, and she told them the skincare is the cleanser, toner and moisturizer, and then the makeup is all the foundation, the concealer, the brow tools, and the mascara. Really, you get everything. You get 15 pieces of full-size cosmetics, so everything you could possibly want for a little mini makeover, and then she took them through every single piece that was in that bag and told them how to use it best, and some people had questions, some people didn't, some people made up as they went along, and some people didn't. And I could see that the lady who I'd been speaking to at the beginning was getting on okay, and she stayed, and she went up to her her room with an Irish Cancer Society nurse. We still work in partnership in some places with them, and the Irish Cancer Society nurse came back to me and said, that lady said she's been in here for 6 weeks, and that's the first time she smiled.
Wow.
And it's funny, we did a little workshop with some of our volunteers last Friday, and we asked them to bring in what they thought represented Look Good, Feel Better for them, and the two words that represented, and the words that came up quite a bit was hope and happiness. And then the thing that represented Look Good, Feel Better was the lipstick, but not because it was a lipstick, but because it represented a smile.
Wow.
That's pretty emotional, actually, isn't it? I think it's so true, because like a cancer diagnosis can strip so much of your identity, because sometimes work has to stop, family life can change, your life changes pretty drastically straight away if there's a lot of treatment involved. So to give people a bit of normality in themselves back, can be so powerful during that time.
Yeah, I think it's really amazing. It's really lovely. I think that having a little makeover is a treat for everybody. But when you really need a treat. It's really important.
And having somebody tell you how to do those things as well. Like, I know obviously if you're losing your eyebrows and your lashes and things that really, really identify us, and when all of a sudden they're gone, it can be so overwhelming. And I imagine for somebody to have to go into the likes of, Brown Thomas or somewhere like that, having to try and explain things would be incredibly difficult. But having a safe space to go like this, where there's makeup artists who are so specialised in this area and willing to give their time to talk people through it, is just so kind of them, but so lovely for the patients as well. I imagine the volunteers probably get a lot back from it as well.
Yeah, they love it, and they're amazing. They give their time every month, in a lot of cases. They deliver all of the workshops with such expertise and energy and enthusiasm, and they really care. They're so kind.
And for people that are actively on treatment, that be in the middle maybe of chemotherapy or radiotherapy, is it recommended that they can join during that time, or is it recommended they wait till after their treatment is stopped?
So we say midway through, and we always ask our participants if they're in any way unsure, that they contact their oncology team and they talk to them about it.
Yeah, enough. Yeah. And you said they run every month, is that right? There's
yeah,
one a
that's
month,
right.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And where can people find out where the exact location is that they're being run? Is that the website or?
Yeah. So if they go to lookgoodfeelbetter.ie, or if they email us at info@lookgoodfeelbetter.ie, then we'll give them more information about where they can in terms of the in-person ones, and they can sign themselves up on lookgoodfeelbetter.ie for the virtual ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in terms of the virtual ones, actually, we might just touch off them. Are they every month as well, or?
Yeah. So they are, we have really great atmosphere, it's a really great way for people who don't have the access to the cancer care centres or don't want to go in person for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if anybody is a bit nervous about going by themselves because they might feel a little bit vulnerable anyway, can they bring somebody with them, or would you prefer people to come on their own?
So I think we do have people bringing people with them. Generally speaking, we say, come on your own. It's a treat for you. It's an experience for you. But if people have issues with mobility or anything
then
absolutely, they're welcome to come.
That's brilliant. And it's nice also just thinking of the virtual ones, that people who are admitted in hospital and might not actually be able to get to them in person, that there's an option for them as well. So you've actually really thought about everybody, which is amazing. Have you got any upcoming events this year? We heard about some abseiling going on. That we're going to get involved in.
Yeah, I know. Michelle signed me up before I agreed.
Yeah. So we have an abseil on the 22nd of September.
Brilliant.
We're abseiling down Crow Park, which will be very
so exciting. I've never been to Crow Park.
Oh, wow.
Have I? No. Years ago when I was a kid. Yeah. That's how long it's been.
Well, you're going there now.
Yeah, I am. I know. I'm signed up. I'm actually really excited.
It's
going to
be great.
Such a good day.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
For me, it's absolutely terrifying, but I know it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's totally worth it.
Mm.
I'm in awe of so many people who are signing up, like just
absolutely.
and coming along with us. And we'd encourage anybody else, if you have any inkling to do an abseil at all, come with us, sign up. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, brilliant.
So again, it goes 22nd of September, and you go onto the website to sign up. Is that
right? That's right.
And it's www.lookgoodfeelbetter.ie.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Perfect. And it's €300. Am I right in saying that?
You raise €300, and €150 of that goes to Look Good Feel Better, and the rest is to pay for the event.
Brilliant. That's great. Yes.
And is there transport to the venue on the day, or what way will it work? Will people make their own way?
So I think people make their own way during the day. You'll have your own time slot, and you'll be kind of given that time to go and turn up, and you can bring people with you, which
Great.
Is really nice. I think that's really lovely.
Yeah.
We'll need a bit of support.
It's going to be such an achievement, though, isn't it, for all of us?
Yeah.
You'll go back to Probe Park now. Afterwards.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah,
I lived 5 years at Probe Park, so I would be back here the whole time.
Oh, it's going to be such a good day.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're joining you here in the offices that you have out here in the Guinness Enterprise Centre. And there's some amazing products like surrounding us here. Can you tell us a little bit about the cosmetic kits and the beauty box? What's the difference between the two? Can people buy them, or how does it normally work? How can people contribute? Because I'm sure there's people listening to this wanting to help out.
Yeah, so firstly, just to say about the Guinness Enterprise Centre, we're donated an amazing office, and we are so grateful. We absolutely love it here, and we need it for our packing and picking and everything else, and so it's absolutely essential to us, and we love it.
Mm.
The cosmetics kits are what you get in the workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do a virtual workshop, they're posted out to you, and if you do an in-person workshop, it's at the event. And the beauty boxes came about because we kept getting offered products that weren't really suitable for one reason or another for the workshops. And we thought, what could we do with them? And we came up with an idea of having a box full of goodies valued at €100 but sold at 40.
Mm-hmm.
And they've become a really amazing fundraiser for us. So people buy them for presents for teachers, for their friends, for their daughters, for Mother's Day, for all kinds of occasions. And it's just so exciting to get a beauty box.
It's so exciting. Yeah. Because like you said, every single one of them is different. So like, I would love to get one as a present. Yeah. It's such a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. And all really, really good products that you have in them as well.
Yeah, they're really amazing products. Mm. We're so lucky. We're so well supported by the cosmetics industry. Mm. But even when I'm packing the beauty boxes, I get excited.
People receiving them. And again, if somebody was interested in buying a beauty box, they would again go through the website. Is that the best way?
Yeah, look at feelbetter.ie, and then there's a tab for beauty box. Mm-hmm. And they can buy them just directly there.
Brilliant.
And is that the main way people can contribute to Look Good Feel Better, was through beauty boxes? And
so you can donate online, and you can buy a beauty box, you can take part in the app sale. They're the main ways. We also have launched a beautiful necklace with Lulery jewelry and a bracelet. They're available on lulery.com, and all profits go to Look Good Feel Better. So they're really beautiful.
Just seeing them there, they're absolutely gorgeous.
They're lovely. So I think you can donate in any way that you that suits you.
And you mentioned the amazing volunteers, and we were lucky to meet Mary a couple of weeks ago, who's amazing, and we can testify for that, for all the work she does. If there's some people out there looking to maybe be, they think they might be interested in volunteering in the skincare and the makeup, is how would they go about doing that if they were interested?
So we look for trained beauticians or makeup artists. If they can go onto our website and fill in the form, we'll get in touch with them, and we have a little training program that we put people through.
Brilliant.
It's all very gentle, and you go as far as you want.
Very good.
But our volunteers get so much out of volunteering; they absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And it's a great program, and people get a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. That's brilliant. Thank you so much for your time. Is there anything we've missed that we should have included?
No.
All good. Is everything? You're a natural.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
properly.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you very much for helping us tell more people about Look Good Feel Better program. And we know it's something that people really, really value.
Yeah.
So the more people we can tell, we're a really small charity. There's only two of us working part time. Mm. We're totally dependent on our volunteers and people like you telling our story. So thank you very much.
And thank you for the work you do. Like, we really see the value that you add to people's lives, and especially you're saying there's only a couple of you in the actual charity, so it's phenomenal what you do. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Answers for Cancers podcast. Please share this podcast with anybody who you think it might help. Also, if you can like and subscribe, it lets people know we're here. You can alternatively contact us on Instagram at @theanswersforcancers_podcast. And if you have any questions on anything that we discussed today, please email us at theanswersforcancerspodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram.